Good choice of anticoagulant cut bleeding risk in half for patients with acute VTE. Find out about this and more in today's PureDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP and Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. A randomized clinical trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine directly compared two of the most commonly used anticoagulants for acute venous thromboembolism, apixaban and rivaroxaban, to better understand differences in bleeding risks. In this international study of more than 2,700 patients with acute pulmonary embolism or deep venous thrombus, participants were randomized to receive either apixaban or rivaroxaban for 3 months. The primary outcome, clinically relevant bleeding, occurred in 3.3% of the patients receiving apixaban, compared with 7.1% of those receiving rivaroxaban, representing a relative risk reduction of more than 50%. Rates of death and other serious adverse events were low and similar between groups. What this suggests is that while both agents remain effective options, apixaban may offer a meaningful safety advantage in terms of bleeding risk, an important consideration when selecting anticoagulant therapy in routine clinical practice. In our next story, a phase 3 randomized trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine evaluated a potential new strategy for managing chemotherapy-induced thrombocytopenia. Chemotherapy-induced thrombocytopenia is a common challenge that often leads to dose reductions, delays, or discontinue of treatment, potentially compromising outcomes. In this study, 165 patients received oxaliplatin-based chemotherapy for gastrointestinal cancers were randomized to receive either romiplastim or placebo. The primary endpoint, avoidance of chemotherapy dose modification due to thrombocytopenia, was achieved in 84% of the patients receiving romiplastim, compared to 36% in the placebo group. Romiplastim was also associated with faster platelet recovery. Adverse events were more common in the treatment group, although these were largely consistent with expected chemotherapy-related effects. A small number of thrombocytopenic events were observed. Taken together, these findings suggest that romiplastim may provide a new option to maintain chemotherapy dose intensity in patients with persistent thrombocytopenia, an area where few effective therapies currently exist. And finally, a phase 3 trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine examines whether inhaled treprostinil could slow disease progression in patients with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. In this study of nearly 600 patients, many of whom were already receiving background antifibrotic therapy, inhaled treprostinil was associated with a significantly smaller decline in forced vital capacity over 52 weeks compared with placebo. Patients receiving treprostinil also experienced fewer clinical worsening events, including hospitalization and disease progression. However, treatment was associated with a higher rate of adverse effects, particularly cough, and a higher rate of treatment discontinuation. The authors conclude that inhaled treprostinil may offer an additional strategy to slow functional decline in patients with IPF, even when added to existing antifibrotic therapy, though tolerability remains an important consideration. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PureDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at PureDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions, please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@PureDirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, what's my flash briefing? Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for the episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.